This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Kathy Fleming, who is the director of San Francisco's Public Education Enrichment Fund in the San Francisco Unified School District. This is a fund that probably no other school district in the nation has anything like it. Kathy, what is it, and why is it so special?
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me here today. Well, we have to thank the San Francisco voters for the Public Education Enrichment Fund because in 2004, they authorized this fund, which is city funds for the school district to support the programs that are critical and essential for every student that are often cut and restricted first. So that means programs like arts and music, athletics, libraries, social workers and nurses, translation and interpretation, other student support programs, other family support programs, and other academic support programs. All of these programs are essential for each student to receive each year in some capacity.
The San Francisco School District has just done a study that measures the impact in some way of this. This study is the Elementary Arts Profile. How has arts instruction grown since the passage of this enrichment fund? And from my perspective, because I actually was one on the first studies of what San Francisco had before this enrichment fund, if you looked at what we were providing, it was very bleak, very spotty, and it was an embarrassment for the children. Today, what's happened?
Well, we've seen a dramatic increase in offerings and access to all the discipline of the arts at all levels. The way we look at PEEF and the impact that it's has had over the years is to look at what was in place prior to PEEF's authorization. And what we see for many of these programs is that PEEF provided funding where oftentimes there was none, which meant there weren't credentialed teachers, there weren't supplies, there weren't materials, there weren't central office supports. While there's various state funding and other local funding sources, nothing has amounted to the amount of funding that we've received from the city of San Francisco for these programs. For the arts in particular, we can now say that we have at least one credentialed arts teacher in every elementary school, every middle school, and every high school. And we can also look at access to disciplines of arts at the elementary level. And this report focuses primarily and only on elementary arts, and it looks at not only PEEF but other funding sources that schools use to provide a variety of arts offerings, including arts providers, artists in residence, and also classroom teachers that provide instrumental music instruction, general arts instruction, including arts music instruction, dance instruction, drama, and visual art.
There really is no other school district in the state of California that provides this robust and enriched program for the arts for children. So, Kathy, if we look at a breakdown a little bit, you said all of the schools have a teacher, but what does it look like when we break it down? How about what kind of arts, how many schools, what are the offerings?
Well, what this report does is we looked at all of the arts offerings at every single elementary school that each school received per discipline from a variety of sources, meaning how many classroom teachers they had, what did they focus their lessons on, how many arts providers came to the site and provided arts instruction, and what we weren't able to do at this point, what we're hoping to do next year, is to look at all of the services, and there are many that are provided by third parties and the city for in-kind services to a majority, if not all, of schools receive some kind of in-kind support. So that's one of the challenges we have for next year.
So let's look, break it down a little bit. There are two sort of general areas. There's the general arts and the instrumental music teacher program?
Yes, all the elementary schools are served by a general arts teacher, at least two at each site, and an instrumental music teacher. And in addition, What we found is that 83% of schools offered whole class instruction in music, that's outside of the instrumentalist program, and 92% offered visual art, 89% offered dance, and 54% offered drama.
That's really quite a statement, because a lot of times kids only get an opportunity maybe to have one thing in arts, and maybe it's spotty. So actually what you've seen is that kids are getting a lot of various disciplines.
That's correct. In fact, 86% of all elementary schools had three or more arts disciplines. And what's good to note is the minimum baseline that we want is for students to have exposure to at least two disciplines. And we know that nearly one-third of our schools offered all four disciplines. That's music, visual arts, dance, and drama.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. And I'm talking with Kathy Fleming, who's the director of the Public Education Enrichment Fund in the San Francisco Unified School District. So we just talked about kids having access to various things. Let's dig a little deeper. So if we're talking about visual arts instruction in the elementary school, are we just talking about someone's doing some drawing? What would it look like?
Well, there can be a variety of offerings either through the generalist program or through the artists in residence. And examples are ceramics, collaborative mural project, drawing and painting class, mixed media, mural making and other painting projects, a piece mural, Redwood ecosystem. These are just a list of some of the providers and the variety of offerings just for visual arts. And we also know that, just backing up a little bit, that we have a really good data on how we're providing each discipline to each grade level. And that's something that's really important also, because we want all of our students to have arts experiences every year of school.
And that's important, because a lot of times we talk about arts and we talk about the word sequential arts. And what the elementary school programs are doing is that year after year after year after year, children are getting opportunities to have experiences in a wide variety of arts lessons. So, for example, if it was in drama, what would it look like?
Well, drama, again, also includes a variety of activities, including poetry, puppets, storytelling, theater arts, creative dynamics, musical theater, multicultural storytelling, and it also includes programs from the opera, SF Opera.
Now, Kathy, let me just go back a little bit, and then I'll reveal my age a little bit, because when my kids started school in San Francisco years and years and years ago, not every school had music at all. And if they did have music, it was usually provided by a parent group raising some money to pay for music instruction. So now in San Francisco, what does that look like? Are we still looking at parents to dig deep into their pockets, or are we doing something that's radically different?
Well, we do know that parent or PTA groups do raise funds and do provide funding to hire various arts providers at schools, but it's not the majority. It doesn't represent the majority of funding going into music instruction. The majority of the funding is provided by PEEF and the elementary arts program, and it includes various activities as well: choral music, drumming, hip-hop music, mariachi, multicultural music, percussion and music, and movement and Latin culture. Many offerings are now available to students.
One of the things that people, particularly in San Francisco, are concerned about is diversity and inclusion. And if we look at these offerings, they really reflect the culture and values of our city, don't they?
Absolutely. And we can note, besides the VAPA department playing a key role in providing culturally diverse programming and activities for schools, school sites are able to choose how they want to use their funds to meet the needs of their school communities so that we can see programming that is more reflective of the communities in which schools exist, which is really important for students to see their culture and their lives respected in that way.
One of the things that's also, I think, a very strong component of the arts programs in San Francisco is not only are these programs provided through certificated instructors that the school district actually hires, but there is a huge artist-in-residence program that supplements what the school district is providing.
That's correct, and that's what that is one of the big parts of this report, is that we've looked at all the artists-in-residence for which we had financial data for through payment through the district from PEEF, from the elementary arts program, which is city money, from other school site sources that are at liberty to hire artists in residence to provide arts at their schools.
So the bottom line, let's look back. What has the PEEF program done to improve arts instruction in the San Francisco School District when we look at the elementary schools?
I think we can say it's been dramatic because, Carol, for yourself and others who have either been in the school district or been a parent in the school district over the years, you've been able to see firsthand before PEEF, before 2004, what the landscape at the elementary level was like, and compare it to what we see today as evident in this report. We can say conclusively that there's been a dramatic improvement and increase in offerings for students so that they can have access to arts at every grade level.
And one of the things to point out is that while many school districts throughout the state do not have this because, quite frankly, there isn't sufficient public education money from the state to pay for it, San Francisco voters said this is a priority for our community. And they said we will use local money to supplement what we get from the state to make sure our kids get this kind of rich education.
That's absolutely correct, and that the voters of San Francisco in 2014 reauthorized PEEF, continuing their investment in this program, because I think that everyone recognizes the value of these programs that and how important they are for our students, and that ultimately everyone in the city can benefit from these investments.
I'd really like to thank Kathy Fleming for talking about this brand new elementary school study in San Francisco that shows how the money has been used to increase arts for our children in our elementary schools. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.